One person was shot dead with others sustaining various gunshot wounds in a robbery attack on the Bolgatanga-Navrongo Highway. The incident occurred at about 2 a.m. at the junction near the Bolgatanga High Court. The victims were among three occupants of an articulated truck en route from Kumasi to neighboring Burkina Faso. Correspondent Aiza Kasari sent this report.
Narrating the incident to Radio Ghana, one of the driver's mate who survived the robbery attack, Francis Osei, said after driving for hours, his driver decided to park off and continue the journey the next day. The truck with registration number 11HL4886 was parked along the road when two unidentified men wielding shotguns approached and requested them to produce their belongings or risk losing their lives. They were subsequently asked to lie on the floor, but the deceased, whose name was given as Babatola, declined. After refusing to heed to their request, Babatola engaged the robbers in a hot verbal exchange, demanding an explanation as to why they should produce their belongings. According to Osei, one of the drivers pulled a trigger and shot the deceased in the process. He said the driver, sensing danger, attempted retaliating but was overpowered by the robbers and shot. The robbers sped off on their motorbike after robbing them.
It was around 2:30 going to 3 o'clock. I picked one drop into hospital. But before I get to my first speed, and I hear the first shot of gun. But I didn't put my mind that was what's happening. So I went to the hospital when I was coming back. They stopped me and I stopped. The driver told me what is happening and they asked me to go and see the mate, is dead or not. So I carried the other mate and then we went and said that the guy wasn't doing any movement. So we came back and I sent the other mate to the police station around 2:33 something. They said they were coming. We came back and they wasn't coming. And then I picked the driver to hospital. And then he asked the mate to send me to Yelowongoko border to inform the other drivers that what is happening. And then we came back. We have to find a solution for it. After that, I can't say anything. We are in danger, you know. It's not easy.
The lifeless body of Babatola was covered with a cloth at the time Radio Ghana got to the scene. Meanwhile, the driver, who is said to be in critical condition, is currently on admission at the Bolgatanga Regional Hospital. The taxi driver, Joe Basoba, who conveyed the injured driver to the hospital, also shared his experience with Radio Ghana.
The armed robbers got here around 2 a.m. I was on the floor when one of them came and asked me where I'm coming from. Then I replied, Kumasi. The other one came from nowhere and brought out his gun. He ordered us all to lie on the ground. He initially took my boss's phone before they surrounded us. He confronted the bus conductor and shot him before shooting my boss.